Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 37 and then verse 5 to 11.
Genesis 37, chiche mu num de kwase.
The Bible there tells us about the life of Joseph.
Na ehon wo nyame asem no kire yen se Joseph abrabote.
If you look at the life of Joseph from beginning to the end, it is like the life of Jesus Christ.
Na wo Joseph abrabo fi asase ko si awiye a, ati se Christo abrabo.
He was hated by the brothers.
Na ni nu num kire no.
He was the only begotten or loved by the father.
Onu kwa ni eba na na jado ni pa.
He was sold into slavery for some silver coins. He went down, he died, he went to prison, he came out to become the prime minister of Egypt. All these things are telling us that Joseph's story is not really about Joseph, but it's a prophetic message about a generation that Jesus Christ is going to bring on this earth. That is talking about us, who are going to pattern the life of Joseph. Now Joseph had a dream and told it to his brothers.
Now Joseph saw Diana or
Catherine in your name. And they hated him even more.
Now what much no pa.
So he said to them,
now what now I must say,
please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were binding sheep in the field. Then behold, my sheep arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheep stood all around and bow down to my sheep.
Nana ya she say rain. Na mi rain no sorry deny. Na mu rain ni nyina ebo mu ase e ma mi rain.
And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?
So
they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
One of the things that we have to learn quickly in life is that life is in levels or dimensions. So we have big, we have bigger, and we have biggest levels. Even in heaven, the Bible tells us that there are levels in heaven. Actually, there are levels of joy, levels of peace, levels of love, levels of almost everything. Jesus Christ said that I came to give you life and to give it more abundantly. Even life is in levels. So you can have life, but you can have abundant life. It's always in dimensions. So whatever we have acquired, whatever we are in life, I want us to know there is a step above it. There is a dimension. There is a bigger dream that God has for you. So I share with you the fact that God has the biggest dream for your life. All men have got challenges, and our people are no exception. I'm talking about Africa. We are no exception to the challenges that all men have.
Now,
I God has got big dreams for this big continent with big challenges. We need to understand as Christians that before there is a restoration, God brings a revelation. And before there is a manifestation, God always gives a vision. The vision must be seen before the manifestation will come. I want us to understand that God wants to do great things for us, but people must have big dreams. I realize that the obstacle God has to deal with in our lives is that He has to upgrade our dreams, our vision. I'm using dream figuratively. I'm not talking about something that you slept and then you had a dream or you had a vision. I'm talking about a certain aim. Hallelujah. I believe that one of the obstacles God wants to overcome in the life of our people is that He first of all wants to upgrade our dreams. Because nothing will become a reality until we see it in a dream first. We all have dreams, but our dreams are so small. Dreams are usually determined by the needs of people. So somebody's dream is to get married and have children. You know why the person's dream is like that? Because he has a certain need. Somebody's dream, believe me, is to be able to get 3 square meals and eat every day because of a need. I want to just show us that we all have dreams, but the issue is that the dreams are so small, so very little can be manifest. Somebody's dream is for the person to be educated to PhD level so that he becomes a doctor. Somebody's dream is to go to America. Somebody's dream is to build a house and maybe acquire one in UK and US and maybe France. Somebody's dream is to have children, 2 boys, 2 girls. Somebody's dream is to weed 5 acres or own 5 acres of farms. Somebody's dream is to buy a powerful car. Somebody's dream is to have so much money, maybe 200,000 Ghana cedi or dollars. Somebody's dream is to travel in and out of the world, being able to fly when he wants to and come and just move around, crisscross. That's somebody's dream in life.
Dubai, China, Ghana, America, Ghana, up and down.
In fact, he says, the day that I am able to fly out of this country, then I know that I'm blessed. Somebody's dream is to have a myself shop and maybe have a branch somewhere, be a madam and be in charge. I want you to know, if I have not mentioned your dream, I want you to know that whatever your dream is, God has got a bigger dream for you. Let me tell you the story of Hannah that we do not really see. The book of Judges ends
in the very last verse, saying that in those days there was no king in Israel and everybody did what he liked. That was a problem. For a society not to have a king, and everybody was like a lawless society, everybody was doing whatever he liked, that was a problem that God had. For these people, he went to redeem out of Egypt. That is how the book of Judges ends.
Now, so what kind of temufo ngumani ne wiye ya wase? Eko drum pempen sobi wa Israel mamuno. Na wamu ni otemuwa fobiara. Na sebani saa wabiara tumiye adia ope. Enu ti sabreni na nuni omuhi adia kese.
Now, after that book, we come across the book of 1 Samuel. In the very first chapter, the Bible describes a certain family of Elkanah who had two wives, Penina and Hannah. The problem in that family was that there was tension, because Penina could have children, and you know what it means not to have children, because Hannah didn't have children. So there was so much tension. The man was a confused man. He always has to comfort and compensate and do a whole lot of things. The Bible says that this one, it happened year after year, year after year, in such a manner, I believe, that the first prayer that Hannah prayed was not that prayer that Eli saw his mouth moving. Because the Bible says that year after year, they were going to Shiloh, to the temple of God. And every year, this woman will remind Hannah that Hannah was barren and Hannah has no children. So I believe all throughout the life of Hannah, for years and years and years on end, Hannah was praying to God and saying that, God, I have a dream, I have a vision, I want a child, I also want to bring forth to a child. That was the vision or the dream or the aim of Hannah in life.
Na se wo ba wani mu a eye Samuel nwo medika nye dikanara Bible no kafa ebusuo bi a niti no ye Elkana na na wo ye no mienu mpeni ha ene Hana na na peni ha ne de ne yamogo unti otumi wo pa na Hana de na no odin ma no asia tum credo na su ne nyina mu no afi biara na papa ye owo hwe utum se owo ha okase esa se no so okrokro Hana esa so no ne ye frum odin odi baso a emfa den nyina wo se papa ye bibi ma Hana na kuma to ne yam na kwaye afida adie esa se deni na na peni hade ni mentwa ne mpoa na ekwaba pempenso bia deni na hana bekwa nyame fie akoka so nyame mi wani so ade ho bi wo mani so bepese mi sumi nya bani bi bepese mi sumi nyinsani bi na kwaye dada nyuma na hana to.
So just get the picture of Hana crying to God, God give me a child. God will not mind Hana. Year after year, God will not mind Hana, until a certain time that I believe that a light went on in Hannah's spirit. That, Lord, I am thinking about me having a child. Yeah. That is my dream. But perhaps you have a bigger dream. Yeah. Perhaps you want somebody to be a ruler in Israel. Yeah. So Hannah said, Lord, let's make a deal. Now, if you give me the child, I'm just going to be an instrument. The child will come back to you. And you can use the child the way that you are longing for a leader in Israel. I believe that that year, when Hannah prayed that prayer, God said that now I can deal with you. Now I can give you a child. Some of us, we are like Hannah. We are only looking at the embarrassment of not having a house, not having a car, not having a job, not having maybe children. And we are praying about it. We forget that there is a bigger society. There is a bigger societal problem that God looks at, and God says that it is not good. This is not how I want things to be all around. But year after year, we are crying to God that, God, give me this thing. Give me this breakthrough. It is not happening. I believe that it is time for you to buy into the bigger dream of God and to say that, Lord, I have a problem, but I recognize that you also have a problem. You want to solve this problem in this family, in this society. I want you to bless me so that I can be a blessing to the whole society. I believe that when we get to that biggest dream for our life, we will see the finances flowing the way it must flow. This time we are praying and fasting, nothing is happening because we are thinking about how we will save our faces. We are thinking about how our age, we must have a car, and we must also have a certain status, and I've been married for long, I must always also have a child. But perhaps we have to look at the bigger picture and see that the book of Judges ended saying that there was no leader. And God was all along longing that somebody will give me a child, that I can possess the child right from infancy and turn the destiny of Israel around. I believe that God is talking to you today, that there is a bigger dream.
Hallelujah.
Bigger than traveling to America and coming.
Hallelujah.
It's bigger than owning cars and having children and taking care of your family. It's bigger than what you think.
Hallelujah. Na emra hana osa siye susu onyame manu manu debi onyame hai toni trim na hana sisa nisu hana kache onyame sa onyame miyansumi wusa wusu uwa hao wusu uwa hiye bibi eneti onyame medemi huo siho famiye ekwanya ube fasuma uwa hawa uwa hiyano anadia wasu uwa hiyano etumia bem na emra hana bosa mpa hiyano onyame huse hana ube tumia fa hana suma hiyadia ewa Israel mamunu etumia bem eneti onyame tiye manu ebi ana minumi yenu ya yape sami kumina esa abrabani ya yabu wako dunti ya diye esa wase yenye bibi yenye diya yedeni anaso yenye amanyamiti mpua dema adasano etumia bemu wa yemu ana ana yenye amanyankasa yape sami kumina adenu etumia yeye anaso opesu wanyamema wabakeke anaso opesu wanyamema wabawa beya faso endi ama omaigana anaso opesu wanyamema usika keke nende njina nipa besle unye sika ana anaso opesu wanyamema usika na debi usu tumidi buwa obi ema debi na huba mfaso ana se wutu su etu misi sandia ene na wukomti nu mpaye bono nyami betie na se wubo mpaye se wanyami kwa nyama wudia wanyami andu da suwa nase niswa di huwa wadi maono esusi ni ya wukwa ube tumye nyahu mfaso wanyami beshira use beya usira na ebeka ebinu mjina se wutu mjini sadia ene na usunu enye kwa.
Actually, that is how you are going to think from today
onwards.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It takes a lot of courage to be a dreamer. Because you go against the accepted norm in society, you go against the status quo, what is accepted by everybody. Joseph had a problem because in those days, the firstborn was supposed to have the best life. Yeah. He has the best right. Joseph had to go against that norm. No wonder the people said that, how can it be that you are not the firstborn, but you are claiming that your bigger brothers, the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah and all of those people are going to bow down to you. This cannot be. The father even had a problem. He said, no, are you saying that you, myself and your mother, we are going to bow ourselves to you? Because that was not the accepted norm. Joseph had to believe God against the accepted norm of society. So it takes a lot of courage for you to handle the dream that God is bringing your way.
Kawushe Joseph Abraba, Enkanu Israel Memuno, Abakanu no Wunshra Nina, and it's a Nyanum in our corner say. Namona Joseph and Iswadihuna, a Susan Sadian, and it's in Nyanum Nejapo and Ahamano. As I said, Dentin Abaka said, Woo Papa, and one Yanumina Bebo Masi Adiamo, and yes, Ananet, Tintino Yaku Kudra, or never Timia Jina when Yame Asamusu or Niawa Catrano, and when Yame Timpon Abemu and Abrabu.
You need courage. Tell the person sitting by you, be courageous.
Be courageous.
Joseph dared to believe. Although the father was negative towards it, the brothers were negative towards it, he never had any encouragement. He dared to believe the dream. He dared to dream and to believe it. And that is the encouragement I want to give you. Yeah. If nobody has ever had it, if you think that your bigger brothers and sisters should have had it, yeah, I want you to understand that God is speaking to you, and you need courage to be able to take the dream and believe in the dream, because God is taking you somewhere.
Nana Joseph,
Joshua was an ex-slave. He was somebody who was a former slave. In fact, his father was a slave, his grandfather was a slave, his great-grandfather was a slave. Up to like 330 years, they were all slaves. You can imagine the mentality that Joshua had. He had the mentality of a slave, that some people must eat and then you live in the world under the table.
na dwen said ya watena kwasuma tenti no nim say we say bi mudi na na se no wasesa.
And what you are going to eat under the table is dependent upon the food that the master eats on the table.
Na nya wo benya wo table na se no agyna nya nya wo tepo no su didi no obedi.
He had no way to determine what I want to eat. It depends on what his boss is eating for breakfast.
Na esan sa wo sesa propro wanti. Oni tumi obetumi akase sa aduane we na mepesa nka mehi ni bedi na menya ne propro wadi.
In fact, the major problem that God had to deal with Joshua was that Joshua be courageous.
Na na asama na wo so nyame ani Joshua edi kwani se Joshua nya kukuduro.
You are used to a timid life, but Joshua, I want to change your destiny. I want to get you guys to the promised land. You have to shed off this kind of, well, I am second hand mentality.
Yeah.
And you have to be courageous to go against the accepted norm. I want to encourage young people. You cannot waste away your years. God has got a dream for you. You may not have seen the older generation enjoying that thing, but I want you to know that God is bringing that thing your way. You only have to be courageous like Joseph and like Joshua, because God is taking you somewhere.
Hallelujah. Nessa so nyame no ni Joshua ko ba binti. Oka kye ni se sa dwen na wo ni nyina tugu. Esa se nyame be ya ma no se wa fa sa adwen dada no anto anwu a. Wo ti nyame be ye na se enti Joshua nya kukuduro. Anuano ma mo wa ha. Onyame wa ni mpo kase bi adema mo. Ebia na mo ba me ni mo nana no mo ahu ni sa. Nenso esa so nyame wa sa trimpo de ma mo ti. E wa se mo nya kukuduro na ne onyame be so ye na ya de foforo no. Ye tumi asom.
The world system resist a dream from God.
Na we are sister the area dear ife e ma onyame ne so de wo de ma ye no yetumi ebode to chene.
In fact, sometimes even the church resist a dream from God.
Na ye do ba bi pa sorry no etumi gina tia obi ani so de hu.
We become like Jacob.
E ya na ye ho say Jacob.
Shall you indeed have this thing that we dare not believe God for?
Na so what do you know, sir? Dear, you didn't say when you're maybe we did the pastor will never to me.
In fact, everybody, including your own self, will fight the dream of God.
Now, Obibiara, anyone cast some po Ube to me a quiet here when you're me and
I want you to know a dream from God may be resisted and fought against, but there is no way you can overcome that dream from God. Once it is from the Lord, it will come up again.
Amen.
Once it is from the Lord, you cannot resist it. You cannot fight against God. You cannot kick against the priest. He will intervene and the dream will flourish again. That is why I am encouraging you that dream may look impossible.
Yeah.
It may look like you are from another planet. It may look like you are not really down to earth, but I want you to know that you see a certain possibility before it becomes a reality.
Yeah.
And hold on to that thing.
Yeah.
It may go down. You yourself may fight it and say that it will not be. But once it is born of God,
hallelujah,
it will flourish again.
Hallelujah.
You cannot put a dream from God
to me. Ama when iswadi hubi na sani swadi hubi ni pabe to me akwetia na me pesa wuti asese sefio nyami wadia. No ma bebre bet to me a kuetia no nebesanya babyum. Nessa sa adin sunti bipa na wankasa po woo sanya ube sumwafa. I didn't suma wankasa. Eti wankasa wun nipe sunupo bet to me a kasa Diana se. Fanny sa wini she. No nyamia katra wusa wo babe yo de fo. No nyamia you and niswadi wi dia trao. Na wanjube yo sa anasome ye dena meduho. Esasa wujisa wan nyamina wama usa niswadi wunu. On wandu wanamo besisi ye wene ba ba wusunu na waduho. And no tima ma wankasa anase nipa enkuntia. Sefio nyame dia e kosa de ebesinyaba.
A God-given dream is aimed at helping others.
Na onyame ni mpobiara na se ni chimpobiara odi ama wono e ya de betumi aboa ebinum so.
God's dream is for the benefit of society, the bigger picture.
Hallelujah. Na onyame ni mpobiara ya de betumi aboa nipa su ni nyina.
Joseph's dream was actually to preserve much people alive. That is how he put it. When he saw the dream, he said that God sent me here to preserve much people alive. But initially when he saw the dream, he said that he was talking about his own elevation, that you all are going to bow down to me. But in the end, he saw that really God's dream for him was for him to preserve much people alive, was for him to preserve the holy seed so that Jesus Christ could come. That was the dream of his life. So a dream from God is not for your exaltation per se. You may have that mind, and the quicker you get out of it, the better for the manifestation of the dream. Don't think about yourself alone. Because if you think about yourself alone, the dream is going to get you into the pit. But at the point where you know that God, you tell the people, don't worry, you thought it evil, but God sent me here that I will preserve the life of Egypt, and I will preserve the life of the Holy Seed, Jacob and his family. When you see it like that, then you are on the same wavelength with the Lord. I want us to understand that the dream of God is meant for society. The earlier you respect a society, the earlier you talk highly about them, the earlier you serve them, the better. Not your exaltation.
Now, Emra Joseph onya ni swadi ho kan no. Na ya de a all me man ho se se. Ne nuanum nyina be bre om ho ase de ama no. Enu ti amfa ama no. Na emre bi kodu ye a okonkwan sumo akosi se ne nuanum po ban ho aduane sam ekoma ne nuanum ani na busu nyina ba Mizrim asase no. Asam o kan ye ne se. Na wo nyame trimpo ne se. Obetumi akura na wabo ma nipa bebre enya nkwa ana aduane adi. Enu ti se onyame ma wo trimpo no. Na wo adwen ye o se onyame ye sabe obetumi ama ho so de a. And the name him well. Say, be ye if you want to mutam and no babuapa. As I said, never be on your minimum mouth, you are the mouse, say, Baya, who be ye shan on the baman, a bayan shan ama on mine, ama bea what ama cofobebre, and no kutonti, and when you made the sign in the Swadi who name out.
Many dreams have blessed the world.
Now in the Swadi who be bre, Ashra, a yasi baby.
There was a German called Carl Benz who believed that he could make an automobile. In other words, a carriage can move without horses drawing it. In 1885, he managed to just invent the first horseless carriage that moves by itself, called the automobile. There was another man, Graham Bell, who believed that he could transmit speech through electrical waves. And that is how come Graham Bell came out with a telephone. Now it's mobile phone. I went somewhere and these people from the hometown, they were all using mobile phones. Wow, I was surprised. I'm telling you, old people like that, they go like that, you feel like helping them. You hear some nice tone, and then they will pick it and say, hello, you know, the hand will shake it. I say, wow, that's Graham Bell. He managed to get a mobile phone into the hands of my people somewhere. Hallelujah. You can also have dreams in various spheres of life. That is going to take our people out of poverty. That is going to take our people out of underdevelopment. That is going to take our people out of diseases. That is going to take our people out of low self-esteem and low mentality. That is going to repair their damaged minds. There is a dream of God for you that is bigger than your own self, that is going to rescue us the way that Carl Benz managed to rescue the whole world. Now we can ride our own cars and we can be happy. Somebody dreamt and it became a reality. Yeah. I want you to understand that God wants you to start dreaming right now, because that dream of God is coming to pass in your life. Many times, God gives dreams decades, in fact, centuries, even before they become a reality.
Yeah.
But the dream must be conceived by the people of God. And they must envisage that this thing is possible. It's possible for our people to have this. It's possible for our people to be upgraded this manner. That is the kind of dream that I am talking to you about. I am not here to give you a dream. I am here to stir you up and to make you know that God has a dream also.
Yeah.
God has a need that he is looking up to us.
Now, and so I didn't want to be on your middle of the Biarano. And you are singing now, you didn't see. When you are more beyond this, I didn't want for Kai who and can a non ponqua and a near defan your mako. That's who I've been now, Jenny said. Obey to me, I be a bit to me, I chin your mako and young ponqua and the beco and then Yenaka, hurrah, hurrah, be brave. Obisuan is so I do when it's a casa Obey to me, dear Gua, who must so. I'm a baby, there obiara to me at And ne said that so fortunate, I brew one power when Nina Nabibishan who would take recreate no assume no wakasa. And now, Mitrabantina make us a war baby, I will be a tingle pot your mamma say, Obia crabby, Obia crabby. And not say, Obiana swadi wuno, and yafa swam farm on qua, I have a swadia mammy and the woo. And I saw Diabana was swan. Aya unkwa wa daye. Daye ben wanya miye ya tira wwa. Anaso wongye se ye ni penye na sufa suwanti. En abanisa. Se san daye ni ya dia wode gise bebo unkwa dia. Onyame en manisa. Esa se onyame wa niswade hu. Onyame wa trimpo. Onyame wa bibi wa pesu wa ye. Na onyame daye su e ye tira wwa. Ama se wiso li jina na wya. Aya mfaso di ameni penye na. Obi daye ebe ye da sam. Nasu ebe chepa. Nasu ube wana e yini tinaba. Eniti daye ben na wusu.
Your dream will keep you from defiling yourself. It will make you restrain yourself. Because nobody can destroy you. In fact, God made you in such a way that nobody can destroy you. You can self-destruct. But nobody from outside can destroy you.
Now when you are will say, oh baby, I won't feel about timber sell. One cassa na ubetumia sell.
By your dream, like the dream of Joseph that preserved him from Potiphar's wife, the dream will make you restrain yourself. Why is it that Jesus did not sin? Because like Joseph, he had a dream. And his dream was to redeem mankind. His dream was to do many, many other things. Because of that, Jesus will not defile himself. He will not self-destruct. I tell you what, you need to have the dream of God upon your life. You need to pray for God's dream. You need to activate God's dream. You need to pray the Lord, stir up your dream in my life. Don't move into next year without a conscious effort. The Lord, what do you want me to do? How can I be a blessing to my family, to my society? How can I be a blessing to the whole world? God says that he has a need for you to meet in this world. He wants to bless our people. His problem is that our dreams are rather so small. He has a big dream for you.
Hallelujah. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.